lot of changes for this game, right?
No.
Thought on the Sabres and the challenge that they posed tonight?
A team that plays with real good speed. I think Ryan Miller still an outstanding goalie in the league, and I think that they're at this point playing really well. They're getting some good Roy and Pominville, and Vanek, I believe, is questionable whether or not he plays or not. They're playing well for them, and I think their team speed, their team play is very good, and it's going to propose a challenge for us to make sure that we're prepared to play fast with them. Just real positive that he practiced 2 days in a row, and it appears like he's symptom free again for a couple of days. So at some point in time, he'd have to do the protocol, and we will begin that process and see where he ends up. But it's the last couple of days have been real positive. Again, he was positive again today. He practiced and things went good. He handled the puck a little bit more today, and is feeling getting some comfort level. With that, and they're still making, I think, some adjustments to his glove, and so he's going through that part of the process, but a lot of it was positive. No timeline, really, no timeline. It could happen very quickly once he gets the comfort level, but right now we don't know.
And for Jesse, too, no timeline?
No, we're not going to put him. He still has to go through the protocol and all that, and once he does that, it'll start then.
Like the teams that are sort of that 9 to 11 spots, like Buffalo right now.
No, it's really important. I mean, they're still a division team, and the points in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, any points we can gain on the Eastern Conference team is going to be real crucial for us to get in the playoffs. And, you know, it's another test here tonight.
You're done.
I'm done.
That was perfect.
Perfect. It was the exact sound bite. Yeah, that's perfect, Mike. See that?
I will never see it.
I don't sewer him. That's why.
There was a lot made about secondary scoring a while back, and lately it's been coming to, I guess, a good feeling if you want to be the guy to help produce that you're starting to get pucks with.
Yeah, no, we want to be a team that has real good secondary scoring. I think it's important for obviously the playoffs and for the guys to be feeling good right now. And I think it's just a matter of us not having the bounces earlier on. I think we were still playing really well and helping the team. And that's why we have great players like Milan and Alfie and Spez to allow us to get those goals. But we knew we needed help in pitching. And it's nice to see the guys getting the goals and helping them.
We make a big thing about confidence, but is it a confidence issue when you guys start to put pucks in the net that it keeps rolling, if you will?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone wants a piece of me. It is. I think it's part. You're maybe thinking about it a little bit more than you would if things are just going real well. And it's part of the mental part of the game. I mean, it's probably the biggest part of the game that gets overlooked. And I think guys are realizing what you can control, what you can't. And it's nice to see we're getting rewarded for it.
Is there a confidence-wise, but when you see Ben Bishop, when you see Robin Leonard, these guys have stepped in and played well. What's it do for the guys in front? If anything, are we making a bigger deal out of it?
No, I think they've done a great job for us. I think they've come in, and it's a high-pressure position that they're in, and they're coming to help us out. That means a lot. I think Aldi's done a great job as well. And, we're looking to, that's a big key to our success is having great goaltending. We definitely have that. So, it's a big testament to those guys to handle the pressure that they do and to our defense in front of them as well.
What do you think of pitching?
The importance of beating those teams that are out of the playoff picture right now and giving yourselves a little bit more separation in the playoff race?
Yeah, I mean, we look both ways in the standings, and you can't get too comfortable if you're doing well, and you can't get too low if you're not doing well. So, I mean, we put ourselves in a good position, obviously, down the stretch. Ideally, we would like to climb. We know it's going to be tough, but like you said, too, at the same time, we want to make sure that the teams that are behind us stay behind us.
I know they've hit a bit of a hiccup lately, but this is a pretty good team right now. What's the challenge of playing Buffalo when Ryan Miller's on top of his game?
Well, that's the thing, get people in front of them. We know they're a team that's usually have really good special teams, so for us to play with discipline and, you know, like we've had lately, play well through the neutral zone. If we do that, you know, we create a lot of chances and a lot of our offense come from that.
And physical play seems to have lately at least brought out the best in your hockey. Are you anticipating a little bit more of the same tonight?
Yes, I know. I think Buffalo, compared to Rangers, maybe is a quicker team that plays more puck possession game than the Rangers does. But, you know, I think we have a good rivalry with Buffalo going, and it's always intense games. And it all depends how it unfolds. But, you know, both teams knows the points are really important. And I'm sure the start of the game is going to be important and probably determine the outcome.
How much easier is Carlson made? Like for you,
to get the offense going. Well, it opens up quite a bit when you have a defenseman that can you know, take three strides and beat two guys right away. And you know, you don't have to support; you more have to get open and get out of the way, so there's more room for him. And finally, somebody's going to have to get to him, and then usually you open up yourself. So it helps a lot on the rushes. And you know, sometimes you got to remind yourself when you're coming back, and, you know, don't get too close, get away. Separate yourself and let him skate with the puck and then get open further up the ice.